It is finally Friday, May the 19th, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games that hit some milestones, a little bit of a PlayStation news, and we hit the esports corner. But today we begin with World of Warcraft. And there was quite an interview done by a Korean Warcraft webzine called The Potion. And they did go over some of the philosophy and some other recent changes. And by the way, this is brought to us by Wowhead.com. An internal evaluation of Dragonflight, of what could be coming, changing more frequent path cycles, and what the could the patch cycle be sustainable, and how does that affect user feedback? Well, I'll give you a quote for that one, and this comes to us via Wowhead quote. Over the years, there's been a philosophical hard word shift to make more frequent changes. Ian thinks action is important, and speaking back to the community to explain what they're doing and why is important. The goal is to develop a relationship of trust between developers and the community. They're not always going to get it right, and not everyone will always be happy with every change, but hopefully they can make changes quickly enough to make it clear that they're listening. So if they get something wrong, the community can trust that they are going to fix it. They also talk about the trading post, other systems, and the daily, weekly homework quests. They put homework in quotes, along with some other things like a MMORPG crisis and how World of Warcraft could change to keep up with the modern trends, along with some other things. So that's up on Wowhead.com. PCGamesIn.com did say a part of this, that World of Warcraft crests and fragments are being fixed. So, the Mythic Dungeons and Worms of Aspects Shadow Flame does have an issue. So, if your inventory has been filling up throughout the latest expansion, and you're hoping that a big change might come from more space, Blizzard did say it's reworking the crest and fragment system, and that will be ready for Dragonflight Season 3. So, crest would have a twin purpose in WoW Dragonflight, and that would help out with crafting reagents and allowing to upgrade your weapons. So, one of the WoW developers did say, quote, "The existing crest and fragment arrangement currently contributes inventory management concerns. While I can promise anything at this early stage, moving crests to the currency tab is under serious consideration, and I think it's more likely to happen than not for the next season." In fact, that came from Chimes as a blue post. So, very, very interesting. Let's expand the scope a bit, because GamesRadar.com did say that Blizzard thinks that Overwatch 2, during the canceling the PvE mode, would have been more like the MMO that was already canceled. So, what GamesRadar is saying is that Blizzard did reveal that the PvE hero mode was originally designed to be more like a step towards Project Titan, and that was the MMO that was canceled, and that's where Overwatch was spawned or was made. So here's what Aaron Keller did write in a blog post or a blue post. Quote, "Overwatch was the crawl, a dedicated version of PvE was the walk, and an MMO was the run. It was built into the DNA of the team early on, and some of us considered the final game a true realization of the original version of Project Titan. We had an exciting but gut-wrenching version, and we were continuously pulling resources away from the live game in an attempt to realize it. I can't help but look back on our original ambitions for Overwatch and feel like we used the slogan, crawl, walk, run, to continue to march forward with strategy that just wasn't working." Interesting. But they also did say that Diablo 4 may have some accessibility features. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net and What could these features be? Well, the designer, Drew McCroy, did say, quote, "The only limitation to adventuring in Sanctuary should be an interest, not capability." So, here's what the features are. Dexterity Assistance, which is button remapping, skill toggle and action wheel of activation, swapping to the left and right sticks, persistent target lock. Text Assistance, cinematic subtitles, speech to text, vision assistance, front and cursor resizing, in-game gear, audio cues, player and item highlights, and screen reader support. So, Eurogamer was told by Blizzard that they are, quote, really confident for a smooth launch. We shall see. If you bought it early, then you're looking at June the 1st at around 7 p.m. EST for the early launch. So if you pre-purchased it, get ready. Now let's expand it out even more, because GamesRadar.com, and it's backed up by Wowhead, did say that the Xbox acquisition of Microsoft has been approved by China. So, indeed it has. Keep in mind, the EU has approved it, the UK has not, but China now has. So, there's a bit of an update there. Now we go to the esports corner, and, well, ESTNN did say that FaZe did lay off another 40% of its workforce. So the FaZe Clan is one of the biggest names in esports, and they do field teams in different games, and they're really synonymous with the esports boom of recent years. So things have slowed down for them. They haven't done very well over the past few months. So that means that they would lay off about 20% of the workforce back in February, and they did. And now they've laid off another 40%, and the company is still going backwards via the employees being let go over email. So, what could happen? Well, we may be keeping an eye on this. We shall see. But FaZe did debut as a public tradable stock, and they did hit a $725 million valuation. And ever since, they've had a huge drop in their stock price, which is now at about the $42 million market cap, way down. So, we'll see what happens. But Esports Insider did say that the XP League will open its first esports center in Powder Springs. So, this is a youth esports XP League, and it'll be opening in Powder Springs, Georgia, which will be on May the 20th. And they will offer some coach-led competitive gaming through the Positive Coaching Alliance, otherwise known as PCA, for elementary, middle, and high school. So they do have a gaming and practice room. It's located inside the Champion Performance Training, and it does give the players about 500 square feet of space. So the coach-led esports game would include Fortnite, Valorant, and Apex Legends, among a few other games, which are not listed here. So what Lamar Dixon did say, one of the XP League's franchisees, quote, "At XP Leagues, it is our goal to help today's youth across all ages to learn, play, and grow. While building confidence, social skills, and sportsmanship through esports, we are excited for everyone to come in and check out our unique center for themselves." Interesting, interesting. Now, the PlayStation CEO, coming to us from IGN, did say that Sony is sticking to its strategy, basically. And that concerns more of having games on PlayStation and releasing limited games to PC. So, talking about Jim Ryan, and here's what he said, quote, "We also fully understand the importance of PlayStation 5 exclusive titles. As I mentioned earlier, PlayStation Studios' main responsibility is to make games for latest PlayStation hardware that players will enjoy. We are all increasing the number of PlayStation 5 exclusive games and staggering the release of PC versions." And he was talking to IGN Japan. Further quote, I often have the opportunity to ask game fans for their opinions, and when I ask them how they feel about the time lag, they often say that they feel the release of PC version 2 or 3 years after release of the PlayStation version is acceptable. Well, they do have their criticisms against them. That would include Phil Spencer, but even then, you can't make everyone happy, right? Well, PushSquare.com did say that in the last part of the show. Ghost of Tsushima did top about 1 million sales in Japan. So, that is very true. So, basically, it first launched on PlayStation 4, and a year later, was re-released on PlayStation 5 as a director's cut. So, very well done for them. I think it's got pretty strong sales here, too. Oh, and the Wonderful One game, about a decade old, just went platinum today. PCGamer.com did give the news. And this game was released in 2013 on Nintendo Wii, or Wii U. Nintendo Wii U. And 10 years later, the game really didn't sell well. But the game was indeed resurrected in 2020, basically via a crowdfunding campaign, and shortly afterward, it remastered, that's the Wonderful 101, did remaster the game to a lot of platforms like Steam. And basically the reviews there were very positive. So the game did have some different modes, including a stretch goal. But the Wonderful One, after Skull Hero Part 1, and after Skull Hero Part 2, Part 1 is out, but Hero Part 2 will be out May 26th. Both the DLCs are free. So it has DLCs to it, and because of that, it ended up doing quite well. So good job to them. And to all of you, tomorrow night, twitch.tv/dawnforge, 5:30 p.m. EST. That's the start of the weekly show. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show. Find us at GroupQuest on Twitter. Find me at Joe Brums. And find us at Dawn Forge. Till tomorrow, go play some games, people.